This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It was February 14, 2022. So exactly last night was 1 year ago when our dear beloved brother Nidal prayed with us Isha, literally in the first row. And February 15, 2022, just like today, 2 years ago, he prayed Isha with us, and we buried him at Dhuhr Salat. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah have mercy on him and have mercy on all our brothers and sisters that we lost. Last week, our brother Hadi left his house, went, did his thing, prayed Jummah, left the masjid, and we prayed janaz on him the next day. May Allah have mercy on him. Amen. And may he give his parents the patience. So if somebody says, oh, Brother Nidal was 55, which is maybe younger than many of us, or then what do you say about Brother Hadi, who's 21? Ya akhwan, wallahi, can anybody deny that tonight could be our last night? No one. No one can deny that. Are you ready? Please, I want to take this tonight's talk very short, very seriously. Are you ready? And if you're not ready, why not? Who gave you the warranty or the guarantee that you have another week or a day or two or a year or five or a month? Who gave you the guarantee? Do you think the parents of Hadi, when he left the house, they knew that this is the last time they're going to see him? No, just like my son and your son and your daughter, when they leave to school in the morning, we want to come home back and see them right there. We take it for granted. We take it for granted that whoever leaves is going to come back. But we all know that there's a huge possibility that they're never going to come back. But we are so involved and addicted to dunya matters that this idea of leaving this dunya for good, it's very far, very far. So I want to make a deal tonight, inshallah ta'ala. I want every single one of us to tell themselves, and seriously, we always say this, but tonight, I want every single one of us to tell themselves, tonight is my last night. You went home, you sat down on the edge of the bed, and you said to yourself, tonight is my last night. Tomorrow is my last day, that's it. By this time tomorrow, they already prayed janazah on me. How would this 24 hours be? The minute I tell myself tonight is my last night, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to put my alarm for, ish, tahajjud. It's my last night. And then Fajr and Jama'ah, 100%. How can I miss my Fajr and Jama'ah? It's my last Fajr. It's my last Fajr. Tomorrow is my last Fajr. The Fajr of Jumu'ah, which is the most beloved Salat to Allah. Tomorrow is my last Fajr. How can I miss it? And I wake up in the morning, I'm going to start immediately arguing with my spouse, with my wife. No, no, it's the last day I'm going to see her. I'm not going to argue about those small things that we've been arguing about for such a long time, and our life is miserable at home, and the shaitan went and had a throne already in my house. No, 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 I'm going to, khalas, let it go, it's okay. It's not a big deal, today is my last day. I'm not going to argue with my father all the time. The daughter's not going to argue with her mother and father all the time. Today's the last day I'm going to see my parents. Take it easy. I want them to be my source, my key, my door to Jannah. I'm not going to argue with them. Today's my last day. I'm going to hug my children tomorrow before I leave work because this could be the last time they see me or I see them. True? Isn't that what happened? Yani, when these things happen, why didn't they happen in Arizona, or why did they happen here? This is a lesson number one for me and you, to wake up. We still, with all that's happening, honestly, we still think, no, 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 not me. Not my child. Not my child. No, no, not me. I'm young. I'm strong. I'm very healthy. I run 5 miles a day. Not me. I'm not going to argue with the people at work. I'm not going to sit down and worry about the smallest thing in dunya. Today is my last day. What am I going to do with all this money? Let me donate. Let me help. I always tell the people and remind them, please, please do not wait for your children to build the masjid for you. Do not wait for your children to sponsor an orphan for you. Go ahead and do it yourself. Inshallah, we hope, Ya Rab, send us children that will do this for us. But the excitement, trust me, is a week. And at the graveyard, everybody wants to build masajid for their parents. 1 week. They forget. And the dunya comes, and the children, and the wife, and then I gave $100 on his behalf. It went down from a masjid to $100. This is what happens. Ya Akhwan, like the brother who asked me, what do you think is going to happen after I die? I told him exactly what happened after what this brother died. Nothing. Nobody's going to stop working. Everybody's going to go to work. And 1 week, 2 weeks, you're forgotten. Nobody's going to mention you anymore. All you have done is what you have done above the ground. Now, only now we can decide who's that person who's going to be with me in the grave. Rasulullah ﷺ said, if we have a lot of great a'mal, then a handsome, good-smelling man will be with you. And you'll say, who are you? He said, أنا عملك الصالح. I am your righteous deeds. Or other one even mentioned the other guy. Tomorrow, my salat, Allahu Akbar. You should see my Fatiha tomorrow. It's going to be amazing. You know why? It's my last Fatiha. I'm not going to read and like I always do. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman, Rahim, Maliki. No, no. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I'm going to enjoy my Fatiha. I'm going to enjoy my Subhan Rabbi Al-A'la. It's my last one. It's my last salat. That's it. Imagine every single day we wake up with this kind of mindset. Wallahi. You will have the joy in the dunya and in the qabr and in the akhirah. Because today is my last day. There is a sahabi, his name is Dumra bin Jundub. Dumra was an old man when the sahaba and Rasulullah ﷺ migrated from Mecca to Medina. He was very old and he was very sick. So he could not migrate with them. But after a few months, he could not take it anymore. Living between the mushrikeen of Quraysh and imagining, the companions are praying behind Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The companions are seeing him every single day. The companions are hearing his recitation. The companions are shaking his hands. And I'm sitting here between these kuffar. So he decided, that's it. I cannot take it anymore. He decided to migrate. As he is on his way, what happened? He died. He died. What happened, Ya Akhwan? He made the intention to go join Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Khalas. He said, that's it. I'm not going to live. Today is my last day. Let me go and enjoy it with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What's going to happen? He died. What happened, Ya Akhwan? Allah Azza wa Jal sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him that Jundub died on the way to Medina. وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ وَمَنْ لا وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتِ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Whomsoever migrate to Allah and to his prophet and he dies, his reward is not Jannah. His reward is with Allah. Surprise. Allah revealed ayat to honor this man. And some scholars say that the hadith, innama al-a'malu bin-niyat, some said because of one man who was migrating to marry, and some said because of Jundub. That number one hadith in Bukhari, it was because of him. He made the intention to migrate to Allah and his prophet. And he died. So Ya Akhwan, tonight is our last night. Let's plan accordingly. Go home and hug your children, hug your wife, hug your spouse. And say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Get rid of all this shayateen at home. Read Surah Al-Baqarah in the house. Yeah, listen, I'm talking from experience. I'm talking from a person who has, I don't want to say hundreds, at least tens of calls and visits a week about problems at home. And if you look from the outside in, wallahi, they're all summary of the solution. One word, al-kalima at-tayyiba sadaqa. A good word is a form of charity. That is what's missing in our homes. The husband does not tell his... You know what sister told me? 12 years marriage, not one jazakallahi khairan. 12 years marriage, not one jazakallah khair to his wife. 12 years of marriage. 12 years. Another brother, she said 20 years. One, I love you when we get married. One, I love you when we get married. And one time he fell around the Kaaba and he thought he's going to die. He texted me, I love you. Maybe he thought he was going to die. Ya akhwan, I am not a mufti. I am not a mufti officially, I can tell you. But I'm going to give a fatwa. Tell your wife, I love you. It's halal. Wallahi, it's halal. And you will be rewarded for it. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, didn't he tell us, if you love somebody, tell them that you love them? Of course, in case you love her, yani. But I'm sure that you all will love your spouses, and the wife tell her husband, I love you. Let this hanan and muwadda and rahma that Allah put, let it come back to the house. And keep in mind that today is my last night. Tonight is my last night. May Allah make our last deeds our best deeds. Amen. And our last words, La ilaha illallah. May Allah fill all our homes with love and mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children from any harm. And may Allah protect them from any evil person. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. I'll see you at Fajr. Fajr tomorrow, 6:15 a.m. Tomorrow, Fajr at 6:15. See you there, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون.